Okay, welcome to Car Rides with Kay Bay. My name is Kayla. I'm a 19-year-old college student trying to find her way through life. This is a podcast that is geared towards, you know, young, Afrocentric, attempting to be woke or conscious black girls or guys or just anybody who can relate, to be honest. Like, I'll be talking about race topics because I'm very passionate about that. I'll be talking about religion or spirituality. I'll be talking about just day-to-day life or just the struggles that I find in my life, and maybe talking about it and putting it out there will help other people, and maybe I can connect with someone, or, you know, somebody connect to me and say, hey, you know what, I'm not alone in this. So yeah, this is for my boss bitches. Okay, so my first topic today is going to be growing up. That's something that I have been struggling with, as far as, like, am I trying to grow up too fast? Like, okay, so currently, I am originally from Virginia, but I go to school in Maryland, well, college in Maryland. So I have friends up here, well, in Maryland. I'm sorry, I'm speaking like y'all know where I am, but I'm currently in Maryland, and it's the summer. It is July 9th, okay? So we're off for summer, and I decided that I wanted to stay with my aunt in Maryland just because I get a little bit more freedom. My home situation isn't the best. I don't really have my own space. I just feel like when I'm around my family sometimes that I have to live in a bubble, that I have to put on this fake persona, and I don't like doing that. So with that being said, I want to move out. Once I move out, like, have my own place, you know, be in Maryland by the end of my second semester of my sophomore year. So meaning that will be next May. So May 2020, right? That's my goal. I want to have my own space and just be as independent as I can. And I'm thinking to myself, like, am I trying to grow up too fast? Because I've had several people tell me, you know, just stay on campus, do this, do that, you know, bills, da 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 da. But I just really feel like I need my own space to be me, to create, to do whatever I want to do. If I want to walk around the house butt naked, I can. If I, you know, it's just stuff like that. And, like, being in a dorm or being in, because this year we're going to be in an off-campus apartment. So being in an apartment, it's like I'm sharing a room still. It's like one tiny room to two to three people, depending on, you know, the size room that you get. And it's like, I can't, like, I just feel so boxed in, and I can't be me. I can't do what I want to do. I just want to have this space to just do me, you know? And it's like, with me being up here this summer, like, some of my family is supportive of it, and some of it others. Like, my father, I haven't spoken to him in nearly 3 weeks. And I feel like that's because he's upset that I'm up here. But at the end of the day, like, I'm going to do me, and I'm going to do what's best for me. And it's like, I'm sorry that you, quote unquote, miss me. But when I'm home, when I'm in the house, like, we don't do anything. We never go out. Like, but so what is there to miss, you know? But that's another story for another day. I just am ready to grow up. I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to do me. and I don't want to live in Virginia anymore. So, yeah, growing up, it's just when is the right time to do it? Because I know my parents did not become fully independent. Well, my mother didn't become fully independent until she was around 29. And my father didn't really become independent until he was in his 30s, because they were still living with their parents because it was okay. And I guess it's still considered, it is still considered okay to do it, but that ain't me. And I've had family members tell me, oh, you'll be back. Will I? Like, no, that's just gonna get to me, you know, influence me more to do what I gotta do. It's like I'm struggling trying to find a job that will support me so that I'm able to live comfortably. Okay? Comfortably is the word. Comfortably. So I don't have to stress, so that, you know, I'm able to maintain my grades, because that's very important to me. I need to find a job that's not stressful on me, that I enjoy doing. Not necessarily enjoy, but I don't hate going to. Because I know that I probably won't find my job until I graduate with my degree. So it's just, I don't know. I'm just kind of lost right now. It's like, so I'm 19, and I've also struggled with when am I grown, you know, because I low-key feel like I am grown, and people telling me, well, you still young, you're not grown, and it's like, part of me is like, okay, maybe you're right, but the other part of me is like, girl, bye, you know, I feel like I'm pretty much mature in my head, I have a good headspace, but I do still have immaturities with me, you know. Relationship-wise, as far as like significant other, I'm not very mature in those areas. But in other, like school and some finances, I'm still working on my budgeting. Like, I just blew a whole lot of money last weekend, but I hadn't done that in a long time, and it felt good, okay? It felt good. It's like, yes, I know I should have saved, but I just needed it. It's like, I'm not going to be doing that every week, so I don't know. I have some work on some finances, but, I don't know. It's just, it's just so much that I want to do, and I feel like part of me feels like I'm rushing it. The other part of me feels like, you know what? Other people move out on their own at 18, and they're fine. So it's like, why can't I do something like that? And it's like, I can do it, so I'm going to do it. And I just feel I'm going to get backlash from it, but at this point, I'm doing what's best for me, because I feel so boxed. Like, I feel freer staying with my aunt, but I don't know. I just feel caged in. Or even when I'm on campus, I just feel caged in. I'm not as free as I could be, and that bothers me. I don't like feeling like I'm in a box, like I can't be me. So, yeah. That's that. So this was my first episode. I know it probably isn't going to be the best, but that was what was on my mind, or what has been on my mind for a minute. Normally, these are going to be recorded in my car. I'm going to have one episode when I'm going to work, and then I'm going to do two parts. Okay, let me backtrack. Two parts. One where I'm going to work, and then one when I'm coming home from work. And I'll probably do another part when I'm coming. Well, honestly, because I have to go about 30 minutes away and then 30 minutes back because I have to go to an Amazon drop-off to drop off some packages. So I'll probably do an extended part two. So I'll probably, either if it's a dense topic, I will break it up into the two parts. But if I'm doing lighthearted topics like today, then I will, then I will do two separate segments. So today it's going to be a separate segment. I'll probably do a more lengthy, more dense topic this afternoon because I'm going to be doing a long car ride. So yeah, that's the plan. So it actually might be three parts. Yeah, I think it'll be three parts because I'm going to stop recording once I get to the Amazon drop off, and I'll probably record again on the way back. So again, I'm not in my car today because I was rushing to get to work and I didn't have time to set up this account, but this afternoon you will see all my road rage. Well, not see, hear all my road rage, and we will get another topic going. All right. Peace out. Okay, welcome back to part two of Car Rides with K-Bay. Now, with this portion of the show, I'm going to be focusing on the topic of being lost. Currently in my stage of life or my journey of life, excuse the air conditioning in the back, but just focus on my voice, okay? All right. Currently in my stage of life, I feel lost. Like, I'm just in this space wandering around doing whatever. Like, I don't feel like my life is being purposeful right now. And not to be like sound morbid, depressed, or anything, because I really don't feel like I'm depressed. I've been depressed before. I know what it feels like, and this isn't that. Like, it's not like I don't want to be here anymore or nothing like that. I just feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I just kind of feel like I'm walking in circles at this point. Like, there's so much that I want to change in my life. I have so much motivation, but it just feels like I constantly do something to mess that up. Like, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I'm walking in the woods with a blindfold on. And one thing about me, I am not very, I'm directionally challenged. Excuse me, couldn't get my words out. I'm directionally challenged without a blindfold, with seeing. So it's just like, I just feel like I'm just in a wasteland. It's like, have you ever felt like you're just here? Like, nothing else. You're just here. And there's really no purpose to anything. Like, you know what you want to do, but it's just like you don't know how to get there. You don't know when you're gonna get there. You're just, it's like you can see your dream, but you have to find your way to it. Like, you have the image in your head, you know what you want to do, but you have to find your way to get there, and you don't know how to get there. You don't even have a map. If you did have a map, you don't have any map skills because you don't have any experience. It's just frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. It's like, and sometimes it's like, okay, I lay out a plan, but then I get unmotivated and I don't know why. It's like I get these spells. It's like I have a good opportunity and then I fuck it up because I get unmotivated, and it's like, oh, it's so frustrating. It's like I can't really help it. I mean, it's like maybe I could help it, but it's just like, how do you go about doing so? You know, it's like, ugh. And I'm constantly thinking about the future and how my current actions will affect the future. And I'm making decisions. I'm constantly second guessing myself. I'm like, am I making the wrong decision? Was I too aggressive? Was I too laid back? Is this the right move or is it not the right move? Like, or what is so-and-so gonna think about? And it's like, I have to find a way for myself to stop freaking second guessing everything that I do. But again, it's like, how do you do that? And I get back to the same spot where I'm like, I don't know how to get there. Don't even know where to start. It's like I just passed up this $43,000 a year job. Ridiculous, right? Me being 19 making $43,000 a year. Like, that right there, that was a good opportunity. I passed it up because I didn't like the process of it. It would take me a whole year to get hired, and that I just felt like it wasn't for me. It was a correctional officer job, and I passed the test. They had this long 100-question examination. Me and my friend, we went up to the place, took the test, I passed. They're like, okay, this process is going to take a long time. You have to be mentally evaluated. You're going to have an investigator follow you around, interview your neighbors. You're going to have to take a lie detector test. You're going to have to take a drug test. You're going to have to go to a psychologist to make sure you're mentally sane. You're going to have to take a physical test. And this is all going to take a year. I'm like, no. No. And then on top of that, you wouldn't be able to pick your schedule. You're basically giving your schedule dependent on, you know, the availability or who's ahead of you. And for me, that doesn't work because, again, I'm a college student. So what happens if I get the early morning shift where I'm there from 7 to 3? I have classes. The most reliable thing that I wanted to do was take the 3 to 11 shift. But that's, I can't just choose that. So I just felt like it wasn't the right move for me. But now I'm thinking like, wait a minute. It might have been a good move, Kayla, because you do want to move out and you would be able to live very comfortably on that salary. But it's like right now I have to have faith that I will find something. I personally believe in speaking things into existence. And honestly, I spoke passing that test into existence because I really felt like I wasn't gonna pass, but I ended up passing. I wanted to pay off my credit card bill because I had to put $500 on there to get new tires for my car because the tires were terrible and I had a blowout. And I was like, I'm paying it off. I'm like praying. I know I'm off topic, but I always tell people to speak things into existence because it has helped out with certain things, but it's like you have to put the effort into it. And certain things that I have tried to speak into existence, I did not put the effort into it. But anyway, here. Side note. And I was like, I need to pay off my credit card bill. But at this point in time, I was new to Maryland, had zero job. The only thing I had been doing was Postmates. And I'm like, I need a job so that I'm able to pay off my credit bill before the end of July. And it happened. I was able to find a job, an easy job at that, that pays well. And I'm also, pretty much I have two jobs. I deliver groceries on weekends with Instacart, and then I babysit. I'm a nanny. Okay. And my credit card bill is paid off literally within 2 weeks of me charging it. So it's like, speak certain things into existence. But with that being said, I'm lost in my spirituality. And I say spirituality, not religion, Religion. I grew up in a Baptist household, a Christian Baptist household. I always question the religion. It's just certain things didn't seem right to me. I saw the Bible as kind of contradicting. I just never really connected with Christianity. And as I got older, I realized, wait a minute. And I really don't mean to offend anyone, but Christianity is the white man's religion, okay? It was forced on our ancestors. When I say ancestors, I mean Black Americans. I mean African Americans, descendants of slavery, okay? Our ancestors were forced into Christianity. But then you can say, well, Kayla, what about the people in Africa who worship, you know, Jesus and God? I'll say again, Christianity is the white man's religion. When the Europeans invaded Africa, they brought their churches, they brought their religion and with them. And when they colonized, they ridiculed the Africans. They made them speak their language, learn their language. They made them learn their religion. They made them go to their schools. Basically made the Africans live their life, or else they were quote-unquote savages, and they were ridiculed, harmed, killed, whatever, tortured into, they brought fear for, you know, fear into their lives, so they had to conform. So we lost our culture, our religions. We lost our spiritualities. And what really is our spiritualities, meaning voodooism, spiritualism, things of that nature, paganism, I guess you could say, is seen as demonic, as devilish, as evil, and it's really not. It's just, that's what the white gaze is with voodooism. You see in movies the wicked voodoo master that's putting hexes on everybody, and that's not what it is. It can be that, but that's not the root of voodooism, okay? And it's like, it kills me. It really kills me. But anyway, another topic for another day. We will get into my beliefs with that on another day, because I could really go on for days about that. But being said, I'm lost in my religion, okay? Or my spirituality, I'm sorry. Because I just feel like I'm not there. Like, when I say there, I'm not, like, in tune with what I should be. Like, I'm just, like, spirituality is a big question mark for me. Like, I don't know how to go about it. I don't know how to dive into it. Literally, with my spirituality, all I know is there's a higher power, and that's about it. Okay? That's it. Like, I pray to my higher being. Oh, I'm sorry. And I know there are ancestors that guide me, okay? I just, what these higher powers, if there are multiple, because I halfway believe that there is this one supreme being, and then there are higher powers. When I say higher powers, I mean gods, goddesses, all right, Oshun, goddesses of that nature, stuff like that, okay? But other than that, it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm just so freaking lost, and it's frustrating. I see all these spirituals, like, you know, giving offerings and praying to these gods, goddesses, your ancestors. It's like, how do I go about doing that? How do I know, you know, how do I become secure in my religion? I just don't know. Another thing I'm lost in, love life, OMG. Oh, okay. It's like, I've never been in a real relationship. I've had flings, okay? Just got out of one, literally yesterday. I cut it off. Like, it was a friends with benefits type thing. And old boy caught feelings, and feelings weren't mutual. Let's just say that, okay? And it's like, I have a hard time connecting with people. So it's like, I feel bad for, like, limiting myself to being friends with benefits with people, because I feel like it's just like, I'm gonna get tired of you. I don't fall easily. I've never fallen for anybody. I've never caught feelings for anybody. Like, it's like certain things where I like you, but that's about it, you know? It's just, I don't know, like, how to go about an actual relationship. I don't know how to set myself up mentally to, you know, fall for people. I don't. It's like, I just don't know how to go about it. I didn't really have any good examples of what a couple should be growing up. And I also wasn't shown a lot of affection growing up. Not to say I had a bad childhood, but I just wasn't shown, like, I don't know how to explain it. I wasn't really shown affection, to be honest, or shown a happy couple. Like, I hate being hugged. I hate cuddling sometimes. And I get tired of people easily. I don't want to talk when I'm speaking significant others. Like, I don't want to talk to you every day. I feel like I don't even know what I feel like. That's how lost I am in the situation. Like, I just, I just don't know what to do, or how to even think of, I don't know where even to start. I'm just at a loss for words, at a loss for thought. Is that a thing? I don't know. A loss for thought. Okay. Another thing I'm lost about, and there's just so much I'm lost about, and it's frustrating, guys. It's really frustrating. Okay. As far as this college process, I am so freaking lost. Okay. I don't know how to go about financial aid. I just don't know. I think about, am I in the right major? Is this major going to take me anywhere? I'm majoring in sociology. My goal was to get my undergraduate in sociology and then get my master's in social work so I could become a social worker. But I don't feel like going to school for an extra 2 years, okay? So now it's just like, what's plan B? And I don't know. I really don't know. What career can I do? And the answer is, I don't know. I have no idea. And it's just like, I'm struggling to get out of this space where I'm not lost. Like, I'm struggling to get back on track. I'm struggling to find a pathway in these woods that I'm abandoning. I'm struggling to take off the blindfold and figure out which way is the highway. And then if I even find the highway, which way is closest to town? You know, stuff like that. I'm just lost. Okay, so this completes my first episodes of Car Rides with K-Bay. Alright, so I need suggestions or ideas of my opening and what should I call my listeners. Okay. Maybe I should start calling you my passengers. I'll be like, what's up, passengers? Okay, because, you know, you get it like the car rides with K-Bay. Anyway, also, I need to figure out my closing, like what my closing should be. And also, once I start getting more listeners, you guys can give me suggestions on, you know, what to talk about, like asking my opinion on certain things, and I would definitely do that. You can also do question and answers, but that could happen. But I just hope you guys enjoy riding along with me while I go about life, and hopefully you guys and myself too will see a big change with me over the years, and my spiritual growth and my mental growth, my emotional growth, my financial growth. Yeah, this is all about growing, learning from mistakes, and just keeping it real, because some people don't do that, but I'm somebody who's gonna keep it real 100%. So yeah, and I'll probably have my friends on or collab with other people in making segments to make things more interesting, to have different opinions. So yeah, but for now, see you later. Peace out. That's definitely not going to be it. That is so corny. But anyway, let me stop talking. Bye, y'all.